today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
In life, everyone has a plan. Some people sit down and write their plan out. Others say they have it in their head. They know what they are going to do next. While still, some say they don't have to write it out. Life will reveal the plan to them as the days go by. If you decide to write your plan down or not, each day you are planning to fail or succeed. There's no gray area in life. Society would like for us to think so because that allows room to procrastinate, blame others, and give so many other excuses as to why we are where we are in life. You, like many others, have set goals you feel will get you from here to there. Is your plan foolproof? Have you taken into account the obstacles, the naysayers, the critics, and other things that will get in your way? Have you anticipated the barriers? Have you asked yourself if your plan is God's will for your life? God has a plan for your life that has taken everything into consideration, every twist, every turn, every up, every down, every high, every low, every in and every out has been thought through. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 14, it is written, "Do not let the prophets and the diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." After the people of God had been taken captive to Babylon, there were many who said things that were not consistent with God's plan for his people. Jeremiah the prophet had a message for the people from God. God revealed his plan for his people through his prophet. God has a plan for you that has been written in 66 letters of love called the Holy Bible. Read it, study it, embrace it, and follow it. It's God's plan for your life. You are going to make it through and out. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.